you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, broadcasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where the holes on the sides of your head are sucking us in, or wherever your ears may be. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. If you're not listening to us live, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or at you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or crabdiving.com, whatever means you use to receiveth us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Whip out your atheist.
Ooh.
Whip your atheist.
Oh, yes.
That's what they're into. Everybody remember your safe words.
Insert ball gag.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America? Wherever your holes may be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you said ears. You said wherever your ears may be.
Cerveza Friday. Sorry.
Your ears may be on your head.
Well, you know, there may be some who...
Where you're not aware.
Maybe they have an ear in their taint or something.
Why would God do that?
I don't know. So they can hear themselves fart?
Oh, yes. God works in mysterious and hilarious ways. I didn't know that.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Friday, ladies and gentlemen. If this is your first time listening to us, hey, thanks. Thanks for spreading the crabs, everybody. Great numbers, great audiences. We're doing very well. Thank you so much for listening to us and spreading us and liking us and sharing all of us on the social medias and stuff like that. We are, speaking of social medias, follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Or you can communicate with us during the show live on our Twitter page. Twiddle us at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Thanks for that. I just noticed I fucking had a typo.
Why?
On a tweet, and it's making me crazy, but it's already been retweeted and liked.
I have so many typos. Just welcome. Welcome to the club. It's lovely here.
I sound like it was about Dan Patrick, who we're going to get to. I'm all fired up about fucking Dan
Patrick.
What
was your typo, by the way?
Fucking scumbag in Texas.
I swim in a sea of typos every day. What was yours? Did you do your or you are? Was
one
of those?
You know, he said that. Well, I forgot an S. He said that he...
Oh, that's a... Fuck that.
He said that
fuck
he
those
basically thinks that the protesters that ran from the sniper, the horrible tragedy in Dallas last night, are hypocrites.
They should have stayed
because
there.
They wanted the police to then protect them.
What kind of fucking simpleton
he's
is
just,
it?
He's just a heinous, racist, fuckwad of a Christo-Taliban... asswipe.
Simpleton, ninny.
A horrible person. We've played clips of him before. Anti-LGBT. He's the one who's spearheading this keep the trannies out of our bathrooms lawsuit.
What do you think he's doing to help Texas?
He's a former right-wing nutjob radio fucking host who ran for office and got in.
He's like Rush Limbaugh, but with power? Mm-hmm. How disgusting.
And a vile creature, a disgusting, heartless human being.
Holy fucking God, Texas.
And
what is your fucking problem? No offense.
Well, I wanted to tweet out. I tweeted out that picture we've used of him before because sometimes I spend a little too much time photoshopping shit and I want to get multiple uses out of it. And
multiple.
It's the Dan Patrick's face on the Taliban guy.
Ha 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 ha.
And I said, sounds like Christian Dan Patrick would have preferred more dead brown bodies. Disgusting, un-American pig. But
God,
I said,
fucking
sound.
Dick.
I said, sound like. Sound like. It's like I'm quoting from Confucius.
Oh, sound like.
Sound like Christian Dan Patrick would have preferred more dead brown bodies.
Yeah, hit the gong, please.
Firing up the gong. Hold on a second. They're wheeling it in.
We got to put the gong somewhere. There you go. Guys.
Oh, your gong, your real one's right there. There's a real practical gong that was provided by a fan. There you go.
He's not a fan anymore.
No,
the guy, right. We don't have to say his name, but the guy that donated this gong to our show, he used to play music at this show.
He retweets me, though.
Yeah.
He likes me still.
He doesn't like me. By the way, can I plug my Lotus show tomorrow night?
Oh, please do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be in the Los Angeles area tomorrow night, Saturday, July the 9th, 2016, you can head on over to, it's a really cool place disguised as a dive bar, the Lotus Lounge at, what are the deets?
At the Lotus Lounge, the Earth Satellites will be playing. Led by Rick Wood, whose music you hear on the Crab Diving Network between shows.
Sure.
Often. It's going to start at 9 p.m. at the Lotus Lounge. There's no cover. 1135 North Vermont, Los Angeles, near Santa Monica and Vermont. We will be playing blues, rock, country, and soul. No drink minimum. $3 shots of Jaeger and $2 shots of soju.
So there you go. If you're going to be in town, ladies,
it's Saturday night tomorrow.
Saturday night tomorrow night. Go to @RadarComedy on the Twitter to find out about that. And if you're going to buy any shit on Amazon, buy it at our Amazon hole. Go through crabdiving.com/Amazon. And anything you buy helps us out here with screaming liberal media. Anyway, let's get to some screaming and some liberal meteoring.
Totally.
Let's get to the headlines and see which heinous headline we got going right now.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, July the 8th. 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. I keep saying July.
July. Hey, boy.
He's in
fuck you.
Florida and Alabama not too long ago. I haven't washed it all off yet.
Ate my dick.
The over at the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
The headline says American Madness. A week of profound grief, as it's what we've talked about. Horrible now. Fifth officer has died, leaving five officers dead, seven injured in Dallas. A 25-year-old Army veteran by the name of Micah Xavier Johnson.
Okay.
Was identified as a suspect. The police chief there in Dallas said that Johnson was upset about recent police shootings, wanted to, quote, kill white people, especially white officers.
Oh, shit, man.
Officers ended up using, there's some controversy with this already. They ended up using some weird robot bomb to kill him after they were negotiating with him. And they sent this robot in. I guess it just blew the fucker up. Killed him, and the robot gave its little electronic life, too, I would assume.
Was it like the Imperial probe droid that was sent on the planet of Hoth to take out Chewbacca and Han Solo?
There was a Black Lives Matter protest, which was peaceful and calm and within the law, and everything was going quite well. And then suddenly shots rang out from this guy who was up above. I don't know. I don't have the deets on where he was, but he
fucking
was up
Christ,
above somehow,
man.
With one of those big guns that goes boom really quickly and goes boom really hardly.
Where did he pick it up? Rite Aid?
I don't know. He's a veteran of the
I guess, Iraq, Afghanistan, 25-year-old Army veteran. At least 7 police officers, 2 other civilians were injured in the attack. He was killed. 3 other suspects remain in custody. We don't really have any more details going on about that because, God, sounded like for a while on some of the videos that were playing, sounded like a whole lot of guns going off.
It's so terrifying, man.
Almost as if it was one gun, then it almost sounds like he switches from semi to full automatic.
Prepare for some gun nut butt hurt, because I tweeted out. I was like, hey, gun nuts, do you think we're better for having all these fucking guns? Yes. Obviously, the answer will be yes from you.
Well, you know, some of the people said, it's already going on the social medias, on Twitter and everything. They're already fighting and over the guns. And some people are saying, well, here is a case where all the victims were armed.
Oh, yeah. So how do you figure?
All the victims were armed.
This is your wet dream. Everybody had a gun in this instance.
So
what happened?
Yeah. So, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. How about if we maybe take a look at the type of gun this guy was using and the kind of horror it can unleash.
Right.
In
Hello.
A small amount of time. Maybe take a look at maybe putting a little curbing on that. But no,
Shut up, Nitty.
My freedoms.
Two-way. I don't give a fuck. That's what the founding fathers envisioned. Some guy, mentally ill, running around a city shooting off a... What is this? Is this an AR-15 the guy used? We don't know.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Some sort of...
Big, stupid fucking gun.
You know, it's been described as some sort of assault rifle.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad we're able to have those in our society. Yippee.
Right. Congrats. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Now, earlier on the fucking Drudge Report.
Oh, God.
This is really bringing out.
I saw this. The
most heinous in so many people and really just
right.
pulling off the mask to show the hood underneath.
By the way, didn't you post this on facebook.com/crabdiving?
Yes, it is. You can
at Vile Experience?
The screen cap of the headline from the fucking Drudge Report from before.
What is wrong with those people? What's wrong with you, Matt?
I just really don't know how it could be anything other than just blatant racism. The headline was Black Lives Kill.
Yeah, I saw. Right.
Black Lives Kill. Four cops shot dead in Dallas. This is last night when it first happened. City in shock. Black Lives Kill. Black
you know,
Lives Kill.
I feel like this is an important time. This is what I think. I think because we're living in such a racially charged time, proliferation of fucking big scary guns. You know, we have cops just killing unarmed black people out of fear, right? Racism.
Right. Both.
This is
all of the above.
This is the shit that's going to happen until we figure all that shit out. You know, until we stop having these gigantic weapons of mass destruction everywhere and people figure out how to be less racist. This is our world. I don't know how to get around it.
And the headline at the Drudge now says cops targeted across America. There is a God, it's so funny. There's a million pictures of this guy that did the shooting out there on the internet. Yet the one they run on Drudge, I already saw an article about this. CNN was like, we were only able to find this one picture of the shooter on the internet, and it's him wearing like a dashiki,
right,
holding a fist up. Meanwhile, the article said it took me 1 minute to Google these,
right,
and find him on social media. And there's a million other pictures of him smiling, sitting there, looking around. But of course,
why? Why would you pick
CNN,
that?
And now Drudge is running the picture of him in the dashiki.
It fits into a fucking narrative. No, nobody's helping.
We keep beating the dead horse, but it's the lack of nuanced understanding of a situation. It's like these ninnies can't comprehend that we can be pro Black Lives Matter. We would rather not see black people, anyone, but this, there's an obvious problem if you look at the numbers that black people are discriminated against and
society
treated differently. Yeah.
Values black people different than white people throughout history.
And we can also say we don't think any cops should be killed. Of course not.
Absolutely.
You could do both. You can be pro cop not dying and pro Black Lives Matter, but the racists of our country are holding fast, man, holding steady. They absolutely think that Black Lives Matter should be a fucking terrorist organization. They're still calling it that. Bill fucking O'Reilly a long time ago called it that. And now there's more and more saying BLM should be a terrorist organization. When this had nothing to do with BLM. BLM
absolutely
organized a peaceful protest. It was going swimmingly. Some lunatic, rogue, asshole, criminal, terrorist, fuckwad,
yes,
dickhead, murdering lunatic did this.
To me, it seems like the shooting of the cops is a case of mental illness. A guy that shouldn't be able to get a big, scary gun got a big, scary gun. And the other issue is that you can get big, scary guns. That's that. The other thing is we have cops, people in authority, shooting unarmed black people. Those are the two issues.
Yes.
I
pulling them over, starting the whole process because they're black.
Right.
And
but that doesn't have shit to do with a cop. These cops getting shot. This is a guy that shouldn't have had a gun that was nuts, who got a gun.
Right. In fact, here's an interesting stat. This is from internet news channel, the biggest internet news channel out there, the Young Turks.
Oh my God!
And yeah. This is Anna Kasparian. She's one of the anchors there. This is her talking about just some numbers.
Yes.
Some numbers, exactly what we're talking about here.
Right.
And when these fucks
Hello,
say
fucks
that there's no racism going on, it's because they go for well, look at all these black people killing cops, and then they say, well, look at all the crimes. Look at all the crime in the urban areas. Look at how basically they're saying, look at what's wrong with black people. They're inherently criminals. It's in their black genes with that extra bone in their ankle. And
oh my God.
And so they say, well, you know, why is all the crime in the black neighborhoods? Obviously there's something wrong with them. Not when there's systemic racism and systemic ghettoization and treatment like this. Listen to these numbers. That's
crazy. But nobody wants to hear any of this evidence and facts. And this
fuck
shit.
Your numbers and shit.
Shove them up your ass, stupid.
You hate cops.
Hey.
Let me give you some statistics right now, okay? So if you want to start at a very young level, black children make up 18% of the preschool population, but represent almost half of all out-of-school suspensions.
So,
wow.
Black children, preschool, fucking school.
That
these are 4 and 5 year olds represent that small percentage, yet represent a much higher percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Of kids that are suspended from preschool. What the fuck is a preschool kid doing to get
suspended? That kid's bad. He's so bad. Nothing.
I caught little Jamal selling crack during recess.
Black children make up 18% of the preschool population, but represent almost half of all out-of-school suspensions. So let's get them started early, right? And this whole notion of black people being more violent or more criminal than white people is also ridiculous, okay? Black children are 18 times more likely to be sentenced as adults than white children and make up nearly 60% of children in prisons, and that's according to the APA. Let's give you some word statistics.
Before we do, like the...
That's Cenk.
Yeah.
Iger, who is
the poobah over there.
Over there. Yeah, he's
Young co-hosting Turks
with her. But you listen to those statistics about how the black kids are treated differently in schools.
It's so fucking fucked up, man.
We don't need to play the rest of this, but basically they go on to say, but the numbers also show that they're not committing any crimes in any, or whatever you want to call it, in school, any breaking of the rules in any larger percentage than the little white fucks. It's how they're treated once they do it. It's not there's more black kids throwing spitballs in third grade. It's when a little black kid throws a spitball in third grade, they throw him in juvie.
Right.
When a little white pristine little banker's kid throws a spitball in third grade, he gets a note sent home to mom.
Let me get you. I'll get you a fucking therapist.
Yeah.
We'll get you a therapist. We'll help you. We'll treat you like a human being.
You need more kale in your diet.
Yeah, yeah. No, but this black kid, I'm going to dehumanize him. It's fucked up.
So that's the headline, like I said, at the HuffPo and the Drudge report.
Yes.
Different takes.
God
same
damn,
on
man.
The same deal.
I mean, no wonder we're so racist. Look where people are getting their fucking news from, the Drudge Report, and they read that headline. What if you could you imagine you read that headline and you don't really question it? You just read it and you're like, oh yeah. How
right,
fucked
just
up.
Feed the racist monster.
I mean, what responsibility does Matt Drudge have with those headlines? I mean, do people understand that the Drudge is biased, or do people look at Drudge like you look at CNN?
No, the rest of the liberal media are commie liars.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
They're homo-loving,
great,
gun-hating commie pinkos.
Yes.
Only the extreme right-wing media is telling you the truth, Ryan.
Roger Ailes with his grab ass and his fucking, just fucking gross, racist, conservative fucking network.
Speaking of,
you goddamn creep.
Our conspiracy theory that we spun yesterday got some validation in a couple articles I found last night about what was going on over at Fox News. Always in quotes when you're talking about Fox. It's not a news channel. And the lawsuit from Gretchen Carlson alleging a lot of male dick watery.
Oh, yes.
And sexual harassment going
dick
on.
Male dick watery. That sounds so fucking horrible.
I saw an article today. They said that no one is surprised that Ducey is included. That Ducey is a twunt. Everybody fucking hates Ducey. It
but he's
me,
not.
Made me happy to read that because I was worried he was like beloved or something over there. But it's good to know that they all fucking hate him.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if you work on crew or anything, wardrobe? You think he's right. A dick?
I don't know if I should wear the blue tie with this today.
You should. Hey, listen, if you're a star or important, you should be gracious
to the
fucking crew.
Can
you
powder
with
my forehead? I'm looking a little shiny. Thanks, babe.
Do you ever see that? You remember Sports Night, the Aaron Sorkin show?
Sure.
The
great,
best Aaron
amazing
Sorkin
show. Yeah, yeah.
There's a scene where... one of the guys is... A reporter asks him about a tie he wears for the show. And dude said, oh, I don't know, you know, my wife picks him out. Just made like a stupid joke. Yeah, who the fuck knows where this tie comes from? Well... The next day, the costumer that works on the show said, listen, I just want you to know that I took like 4 to 5 hours picking out that tie. I was trying to find the perfect tie that would make your eyes pop. And you just tell people that, oh, it's just a thing. You know, you don't know. See, he wasn't. I don't know the point I'm trying to make. He should have been nicer to the costumer.
Right.
Be nicer to the crew and don't be an asshole. Don't be like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, always be nice to the crew.
You know that Steve Ducey's a fucking dick. But Steve Ducey in this lawsuit, he's not necessarily handsy. He's just like sexist, right? Or is it the other?
Didn't he grab Gretchen by the arm one time to shut her up on air or something like that?
God, what a dick.
And then we played that mashup yesterday from Bloomberg of them... So many clips going, oh, you look great today. Oh, you look great. Wow, that skirt's awesome. You can't ride that bull in that skirt.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
Why?
We're going to see your cunt.
Why was anyone riding a bull? Why was she riding a bull? What the fuck news story
is that? Why don't they put Ducey's saggy white ass up on that bull?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ride that. I might get bruises.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully that bull takes a liking to you and mounts you. What do you think about that? Maybe the bull thinks your ass.
It was an electronic bull, so somebody had to be working the
robot
controls
bull.
On that one.
That robot bull was like, oh, look at Ducey's ass in those pants.
Give me the controls.
I'm going to go dominate him.
So there you go. Those are the headlines. This depressing fucking day. And again, we can't talk about the guns involved because, you know, Second Amendment and Jesus and shit.
Yeah.
So let's not talk about what this person used to rain death down upon a bunch of cops who were just fucking doing their jobs. And there were pictures. It was everything done right. They're all over social media. The protesters are saying we're taking pictures with the cops, like smiling, looking how like look at how great this is going. We're peacefully protesting, exercising our fucking First Amendment, goddamn right, you assholes. And
fuck y'all.
And everything was going well. The police were happy. The protesters were, you know, protesting, but happy about that there weren't any tanks rolling up on them.
Right.
Like in Ferguson. Then all of a sudden these shots ring out and it's this asshole spraying lead from high above with apparent rapidity.
Don't you think this is what we live with, though? I mean, if the gun nuts keep their...
Well, sure.
If they continue to have their way, if you can go to fucking Walmart and get one of these ridiculous weapons of mass fucking destruction that we don't need in our society, and you have mentally ill people that can get their guns, this shit's going to go down.
They say, dude... criminals are going to get it anyway. You're just punishing real citizens who are trying to protect themselves from all the
what kind of fucking
from all
punishment?
The bad people that are coming after us.
What kind of punishment is that? I'm going to punish you by not shooting you to death with an AR-15 because a few people want them.
And like Obama says, everybody says, "Well, you know, what if we can't stop some? We're not going to stop all. Of course, we're not." We passed a law that says you shouldn't kill each other.
Right.
Have we stopped that?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Pat. You just made a good fucking point.
We've passed a law that says don't steal each other's shit.
Right.
Have we stopped completely people from stealing each other's shit?
No.
But I'll bet it's one of those things that if there wasn't a law against it, there might be some people who might say, I don't think it's that bad to steal people's shit.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Libertarianville, USA, you fucking assholes. This is the world we don't want to live in.
Yeah, I'm bigger than you, therefore I could take your shit.
Right. Welcome to Afghanistan.
But then the pure libertarians say, it's all based on nonviolence, which is where I want a blowjob from Angie Dickinson. I want a hand job from Angie Dickinson. Well, wasn't that the line?
Yeah. If you can find where she's buried, you can probably get that. Yeah.
Be a little rough.
Junior from The Sopranos said it. I want a hand job from Angie Dickinson.
That's it. That's true. I mean, it's pure libertarianism just boils down to this lovely fairy story that takes out human cuntitude.
Yeah.
When all we got to do is look left or right, most of the time you're walking down the street and there's a lot of human cuntitude out there.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. The human cuntitude, it's an epidemic. It's worse than Zika.
I think it's Zika.
We haven't done one story on the Zika virus. Why not?
Well, I think we mentioned once that the Republicans wouldn't fund it and that they then decided to include funding in a bill, and then the Democrats voted it down, or they filibustered it, and the Republicans said, look at the Democrats hate children. They want children with little tiny heads being born. But they neglected to say that the law that they wanted passed said, here's money for the Zika virus and defund Planned Parenthood.
God, hey, Republicans.
Literally, I'm not joking. That's what was attached. They wanted massive slashes to Planned Parenthood.
Man,
and
fuck this shit.
It'll never pass. Obama would never do that and shouldn't. This bullshit.
What do we do with these people?
I really need to. They need to just.
They need to fuck off.
Get rid of this attaching riders to bills bullshit.
Right. What?
If I've got a law that's going to fund Planned Parenthood, why is there a law attached to it that says we're going to give money to a duck sanctuary in Oregon?
I'll tell you why, dude.
Which I think is equally as important, but not equally. But
if you gave me a choice, would you rather A, defund Planned Parenthood or create a duck sanctuary? Well, I'm going to go with the duck sanctuary.
I don't know. Do the ducks need health care and abortion services?
Oh, yes. These poor ducks, abortion.
Who's taking care of the ducks that don't want to have eggs?
You know, this is so horrible. But if you're a duck.
It's pretty easy. You just kind of go.
Ducks, no.
You just kind of step.
Yeah, that's true.
You accidentally step in the wrong place.
But if you get it before the egg is formed in the vulva or wherever the fuck it.
Well, there you go. Is this
the spiral of the duck is a vagina.
Have you committed duck murder?
You shape a hanger in that shape and get it up there. Like trying to unlock a 1984 Honda Accord.
A lockpick.
Anyway, it's bullshit. All that is these riders, isn't it? Just an opportunity for lobbyists to stick their dirty old wang into the process.
Oh shit! Well, any place that they can slip those in.
Meet my dirty wang.
There's a report coming out. Speaking of this Fox News bullshit that's going on, that it might not be. Well, I think we. God, did we get sidetracked? I said we kind of confirmed our conspiracy theory that the Suns are trying to run Roger Ailes out because they're being put in charge now.
Right.
And he and Rupert were butt buddies, but now the Suns don't fucking like the old fuck.
Who was the top? Who topped whom?
I don't know.
That's versatile?
It's just I need that image burned out of my brain now.
I think Roger Ailes was the power bottom. And I think whatever his face,
Rupert Murdoch,
diminutive top,
now married to Jerry Hall.
Jesus Christ,
former
what
wife of Mick Jagger?
What is the age difference?
Like 88 years?
Oh,
or something.
My God!
No, she's in her 60s probably.
Someone rescue
and he's 90.
Jerry Hall from that fucking horrible thing.
Are you kidding me? Someone.
What?
Someone applaud Jerry Hall, although I'm sure there was a really horrible, extensive prenup.
Tell you what, doing it now is different. Doing that kind of thing now is different than doing it in the 80s, because of a little thing called Viagra.
Oh, right.
Ugh, gross.
You're talking about the good old days when you could...
Rupert.
You could...
Jerry Hall was like,
take advantage.
She's like, she gets... You know what you could sell? I just had a great idea for a product. If you're married to somebody who's disgusting and you don't want to fuck the guy anymore, then you go to the store. I'm going to sell fake bottles of Viagra.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard.
You know, so if we actually, I just thought of something amazing. If we actually lived in the time of X-Men where people had superpowers, you could have somebody do that explosion live on set. It's like, bam, with their hands or something.
Like, yeah, sure.
Whatever.
It's Friday, everybody, here at Crab Diving.
Really, I mean, if you were an X-person and say Michael Bay was making some shitty movie, Michael Bay's like, oh, God, you know what's... It's so much easier to do special effects now. You just hire one of these X guys.
Right.
Shoot some flames up in the sky, dummy.
But you can see them live.
Oh, right. Then you don't need it.
Play stadiums.
You don't need it anymore.
Fry shit in stadiums and stuff. You know that's what would happen. You know people wouldn't be like out saving the planet.
No.
They'd have a room at Harrah's in Vegas.
Let me
They'd be like, see, Johnny Flame.
Yeah.
He'd be like Fat Elvis.
I would love it.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Fat Vegas Elvis.
I just thought of a great thing. I want to go out on stage and do my stand-up, but if I had the power to, like, zap people with electronic flames or some ray beam from my hands. Oh, shit.
Yes.
It's gonna,
you would use your powers for good, I'm sure?
Oh, yeah. You better laugh. I use it for good most of the time.
Wait, you could shoot flames out of... You can shoot electronic...
Electronic sparkles from my fingers.
Energy, fling energy bolts out.
Oh, yeah.
And you're still going to do the yuck yuck in Poughkeepsie.
I enjoy it. I like stand up.
That's good.
But I will not be fucked with. I am all powerful.
He's all powerful. It's Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. We talk a little bit more about the incursion of religiosity into people who don't want religiosity into their life, we tend to think whatever you want to do, whatever you want to worship, whatever you want to think, whatever you want to pray for, whatever you want to.
Who cares? It's not like you're talking to anybody.
Light a sacrifice to, whatever you want to get naked and fuck to.
Right.
Rock the hell on. I don't care as long as you don't do it on my lawn.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. And try to keep your mental illness out of my fucking life. No offense.
Except for the getting naked and fucking part.
Oh, yes.
Depending on
what religion
who it is
that?
You could do that on my lawn.
Isn't that Catholicism with the altar boys?
It is.
Jeez.
That's in the rectory, though.
Oh, yes.
Not on the lawn. in the deep bowels of the rectory somewhere.
Yay, religion.
No pun intended. Well, I guess pun intended.
Rectory.
I don't know how big the priests generally are. If they get deep or not.
Oh, God.
Vomit. We're classing it up here this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message on our Facebook page. And don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through our Amazon haul, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yes.
Et cetera. It's hard to talk about anything else. One of these nuts who tweeted out something heinous following the horrific slaughter last night of these cops was Joe Walsh. You may remember him. He's a lunatic radio fuck now.
No. He's
an
in the,
angry different Joe
the
Walsh.
Eagles.
although
wasn't Joe Walsh,
angry old
Eagles?
Fuck, also an angry old fuck. But this one is an angry old racist, T-Billy, lunatic, Obama hating, Obama's a Muslim type fuck. Who inexplicably at one point was sent to Congress.
Right.
I'm trying to see where he was.
Or what state he's from or something?
Yeah, which state he is from.
Shitville, USA, Pat.
Oh, dear God, from Illinois.
Oh, man.
He served in the United States House of Representatives for Illinois' 8th Congressional District. Shame on you, my home state, for sending this
good God
vile piece of turd up to the Congress. He was, he's a T-loon. He's a really just an extraordinary right-wing nut job batshit guy. And now he's on... he's got his fucking
right.
Radio bullshit going on.
God, you know, I'm so sorry. I went into an alternate universe for a second, and I just looked up, like, the top 10 Joe Walsh songs. Jesus, he wrote some great fucking music, man.
Yeah, a lot of money.
You know, he has a song in Fast Times at
Not
Ridgemont
this Joe
High.
Walsh, no. The one from the Eagles.
What is Waffle Stomp? What is that song? That's a song on the Fast Times from Ridgemont High album. Do you remember that movie?
Well, yeah, it's a great movie. I don't remember specifically the Waffle Stomp, though.
I don't either. Judge Reinhold was in that.
So this Joe Walsh, not the Eagles.
Sorry.
Joe Walsh. at Walsh Freedom. Tweet right. him something heinous. Tell him what a just vile
Fuck
piece
you.
Of shit he is. Fucking coward, asshole, racist dick.
You know, do you think the other Joe Walsh is getting shit on Twitter? Because
no, he definitely is. Because
oh, God!
This morning when I saw that Joe Walsh was trending... A lot of the tweets said, "Oh, it's not that Joe Walsh.
Oh, no, not the cool Joe Walsh."
Yeah,
what Eagles songs did he write? Because in his top 10 songs, they don't list any Eagles songs.
I can't.
Doesn't
tell
matter.
You.
Who cares?
So this Walsh at Walsh Freedom fuckwad, former representative, tweeted out, and then somehow the tweet has gone. He deleted this tweet, so it shows you what a fucking pussy coward.
Come on, you pussy!
Right, stand by it, you ass fuck.
Just say what you said. We all think you believe it. Deleting it from Twitter, that doesn't mean you don't think it.
Right.
You fuckhead.
He tweeted late last night, 3 Dallas cops killed, 7 wounded. This is now war. Watch out, Obama. Watch out, Black Lives Matters, punk. Punks,
right?
Real America is coming after you.
Isn't? Are we sure Donald Trump didn't tweet that?
Watch out, Obama.
What the fuck does that
this
mean?
This is now war. Watch out, Black Lives Matters punks. I'm a Black Lives Matter punk.
Right.
Because I agree with the message of the real Black Lives Matter movement.
Me too.
Not the, few assholes that you can find on some cell phone video yelling, kill all the cops, death the cops. Those are assholes.
Yeah.
Those are fuckers. They do not represent the entire message of the Black Lives Matter movement, you dicks.
Yeah.
And all Fuck you off. Angry, butt hurt white people that are painting painting it with a broad brush. Your Bill fucking O'Reillys, your Joe Cunting Walshes, all your white cowards who are painting the Black Lives Matter movement saying they should be a terrorist organization. Just fuck you and your puckered old white holes.
Yeah, yeah.
With unpleasant. We know you want it, but fuck it with something you don't want.
Right. You should be ashamed of your ignorance. How do you like that? Mm-hmm. Fuck off. You know what I mean? Should be on the business end of a Cleveland steamer.
God, and they're proud of their racism.
Without the saran wrap.
Drudge is proud of its racism. Donald Trump is running a fucking presidential campaign and winning based on, on that.
By the way.
Based on racism and xenophobia. What the fuck kind of a shithole country are we in right now?
And we're in a racist one with shit tons of guns, Pat. Where's Donald on this? Where's Trump? Is someone sitting on him? Is someone sitting on Donald? It's so frustrating. Because I want to hear what he has to say about this. I'm sure it's heinous, whatever the fuck it is.
He's already blamed Obama. He blamed Hillary. He blamed all the libtards.
Oh, you know, sure.
Not his words, but he's blamed everybody but...
No, he would say that.
I don't know if he would say libtard. I've never heard him say that.
He would fucking say that.
Oh, he sure would.
He called somebody a pussy.
Ted Cruz, who's now speaking at the... convention. Ted Cruz was at that meeting where they all snuck out yesterday.
Ew, somebody's been polishing their nipples.
Ted Cruz was surprisingly one of the ones that didn't bail, wasn't busy.
Oh my God.
And
think of that.
Afterwards, they asked the evil lamestream media asked him a question, and he said, we had a great meeting. We had a great meeting, and Donald asked me to speak at the convention. And I said I would be happy to.
That is a great... That's a really good Ted Cruz.
And...
So schmarmy.
Now
schmarmy?
I feel icky and feel like I need to wash out my insides.
Oh, yeah.
Ordering one giant enema.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
We're
going to need to lay down some plastic in this motherfucker.
No, not into the enema thing. I don't think. I don't...
Hey.
I guess it's not something I ever wanted to try.
We'll do it live on air.
Pat takes it out of I'm sure.
We're going to stream that shit on Facebook.
Double streaming.
Facebook.com/crabdiving. Like us. Share us.
Oh, God. But look at this. Even his tweet this morning is self-serving. This is Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump. Due to the horrific events taking place in our country, I have decided to postpone my speech on economic opportunity today in Miami.
Wait a second. What about his heart going out to the victims and the families of the victims and the thoughts and the prayers?
He did that last night.
Oh, okay.
yesterday afternoon, he tweeted, after today, Crooked Hillary can officially be called Lion Crooked Hillary.
Why? Why today?
Because the dummies on the right think that James Comey said that Hillary lied. But what James Comey said was that what Hillary said wasn't accurate. And it's different.
That's different.
She said, I didn't send anything marked top secret, anything marked classified. And as far as she knew, she had not. There might have been that one little tiny thing, and they're even starting to refute those, but there may have been that one tiny little sub-paragraph that they're saying had a C next to it, which meant this should be classified. You can't count the ones that were up-classified later.
She had the information wrong, right? That's like me saying...
Well, but there may have been an error, and she did make a mistake. She shouldn't have had it on a private server.
But that's
all
not lying.
But it's not, and it's not criminal.
Right.
And then they're saying that he said that she purposefully deleted thousands of emails to try to hide them from everybody. And he said, no, he did not say that. There were some, when she said, I gave all of my emails.
Okay.
Then he said, well, you know what? We went and on their, when we got their servers, we found a lot more emails that they hadn't sent us that had been previously deleted. So they did not go through and say, let's see if we can find file fragments of the emails that we've deleted in the past and send them. They didn't. Nobody would do that.
Yeah.
They send the emails. If you delete a hey, come to my barbecue this weekend email, I'm probably not going to send that one.
Summon Kinstar.
It's just ridiculous how they're trying to spin this. When Comey was very careful about how he said things and what he said, yet the ninnies on the right are saying, Comey confirms she's a liar.
Right.
She deliberately deleted those emails to hide them from poor Trey Gowdy. Well, whoever was on the committee, that was Benghazi.
I wonder when we're going to stop talking about this, because
if she's gets two terms, it's going to be 2024.
Gee, Pat, I'm thinking of some other scandals that might prove to be more interesting. How about the one where Donald Trump ties a child to a bed and rapes her?
Yeah.
What about that?
Unless we
somehow
manage to take back the House and the Senate and get some shit done, like here in California, where we're running a surplus, you assholes.
Things are going great here. Things are going great. But wasn't that fucking asshole from Florida, Rick Scott, was it?
Just loathsome.
Yeah. Wasn't he the guy that came to California and said, hey, you guys should come over to our state. We won't charge any taxes. Things are going great over here. And then Jerry Brown?
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he say, hey, our state.
Oh, right. Our state's the just moved up to the fifth largest economy in the world.
Where's Florida, stupid?
Yeah, right.
It's underwater.
Yeah, enjoy your.
It's underwater.
Enjoy your snakes and your alligators and your rising sea levels that you don't acknowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking moron. you don't even allow your people to talk about.
Learn how to dog paddle, fatty.
So, this Joe Walsh person, I mean, just beyond loathsome and heinous, saying it's a war. It's a war. And then he deletes it, and then he says, I wasn't calling for violence against anyone, of course. Of course. You know, when you call these assholes out on it, why delete it then? If you're, if you weren't calling for violence, you coward, leave it out there. Stand by it, you white supremacist fuck.
And the racists, they'll always say, well, you just didn't understand the context of the comment. Or you don't understand the comment. Why is it always my ignorance and never your fucking racism?
Right.
Because I'm not a racist.
How dare you?
What kind of pussy declares war on Twitter then deletes a tweet?
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know what's going on. There must be an interview going on at CNN because Donald just tweeted, Donald Trump, isn't it sad that on a day of national tragedy, Hillary Clinton is answering softball questions about her email lies on CNN?
Okay. Okay. Do you think Hillary wants to go on CNN and talk about her emails?
That's the last thing she wants to talk about.
She can't. Donald, I don't know how. Actually, I do. I know how you do your interviews. You guys confer. You agree on a set of questions. And then you jack each other off. Sucky, sucky, jacky, jacky. Then you do the fucking interview.
You get a couple of 13-year-olds imported from the island of fuckable chicks.
Right.
That Epstein set up.
Oh, yeah. But Hillary doesn't want to answer these fucking questions. She doesn't want to talk about emails, but people are asking her about it.
Yesterday, we slipped the tip in, ladies and gentlemen.
Ouch.
And today we're going to give it all to you.
Oh, boy.
Lucky fucking you.
Congratulations, universe.
The arc, that ridiculous moronic.
Oh, my God.
Fucking taxpayer assisted.
Lucky, I love it. It's the Ark. Jesus.
Monolith to moronitude in the middle of fucking Kentucky.
Hey, fuck you.
We built an Ark just like God told us to. Same level to prove Jesus. Look, there's an Ark in Kentucky that proves the Bible to be true.
Eat my dick, stupid.
That's the level of discourse that we get.
They built a fucking ark,
which is fine.
But put
your ark on your property. I don't care when you get millions and millions of dollars of tax breaks, and then you somehow get a pass on unconstitutional, illegal job discrimination.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. If you built this
I have major issues with it. If there was an atheist business that went up and had a sign that said, no Christians allowed, or no, we can't hire any Christians, I would say the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Sounds heavenly.
Well, it's a place I'd rather hang out.
Sure.
But you can't do that.
How can you tell people that you can't be gay if you work here? If you work on Noah's Ark, you can't be gay. How the fuck can they say that?
Who's going to do their live shows?
Yeah, right. Did they have live entertainment?
I don't know.
They
I
must.
I assume they do.
It's a goddamn theme park.
Yeah, I would assume they do.
Did you ever do a show at a theme park?
No. I did play in a band that played at a water park.
Oh, God. Holy shit. You performed at a water park? That is, now listen, I'm not, all I'm saying is that's...
What? I'm white trashier than your theme park.
Oh, yes. I'm so fucking sorry. I did live entertainment at Splash Waterfalls. Holy fuck, dude. That's some redneck shit. That is some redneck shit.
It was a country band, too.
I did a show at Six Flags. You know what I auditioned for at Six Flags that I didn't get? The announcer at a dive show. One of those stupid fucking shows where some idiot in a goddamn
some probably former Olympian. Some poor former Olympian who made fourth and just didn't make the team. Almost Olympian. Is now working at, Splash Falls or whatever.
Listen to what this asshole does. He climbs up like 18 stories on some diving board. Dives straight into a pool that's the size of a fucking hot tub. Right. That's the show. And I'm supposed to be like, blah, 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 is scaling the ladder. And I'm going to fuck up my lines. Or he's like mid-flip and I'm going to throw him off. And he's going to bash his fucking melon into 1,000 pieces.
We played a belly flop contest. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
That's great. Water park. Would you? God. How about all the E. coli in those things? Ugh, so gross.
Oh, God, yeah. And I think about the lazy river. It's just like...
The lazy river.
Piss warm.
Oh, yes.
It was like really warm. It was great because I might have had some possible alcohol.
No, great.
Or other coursing through my veins. And
don't shit my lazy river.
Float down the lazy river, which is just, you just
gross.
Do that. It circles the whole park, basically, and you just do nothing but kind of float. Yeah. It's also a cool little highway that you can use to circle the park and get to other places.
Oh, that's true. Do you ever ride the...
everything, whatever they had.
They had some pretty fucking intense water slides.
There was in Texas, in Texas for a really sea hair of time.
Yes.
There was a Wet and Wild. there, which is
so white.
Wet and Wild is still there. We had season pass to Wet and Wild.
Y'all go down to the Wet and Wild, that nigga. I'm performing at a show down there. Fuck you.
And we had a season pass for that one. And they had, I believe it was called,
I'm sorry.
I believe it was called Der Stuka, was their brand new.
Nine!
Their brand new water slide, which really was.
Der Stuka.
Just a near death plunge from high above.
Made me at Hepatitis
with
Falls.
A little bit of a. Really?
Yeah, how did you not die on
all
that
you
shit?
All you have is a fucking. It's really just a. Like
what?
A, like a. Schoolyard slide behind you as you're plummeting.
But what about that fucking idiot tween lifeguard looking out for your fucking life?
Right.
For your safety.
Keep your legs crossed. Keep your arms. If you didn't keep your legs crossed, if you're a dude, you'd rack your balls.
Hey, in that Texas water park, could you walk around with your fucking Uzi strapped around your back?
In private property.
Fucking, okay.
Private property. I bet they frown on that. Plus, you know, most guns, you don't want them to get wet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about guns.
Most guns, you don't want them to get wet.
Wow. They don't have any waterproof guns? How stupid.
Well, they do, but that's why I said most. Yesterday, we started playing a clip, and we ran out of time here on the show. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes or Stitcher. If you get us from Twitcher.
What about when the
I had beer already.
Okay.
It's Friday. I don't have
I'm
to work
so
tonight.
Sorry, but what about the beaches at Normandy when those were stormed and those soldiers had those old fucking guns? How did they get those guns to fire after they jumped into the water and stormed the beaches? Or they held them above their heads?
Did you not see them holding all their guns above their heads when they jumped in the water?
And Saving Private Ryan?
And Saving Private Ryan.
To be honest, when I saw that movie, I got there late and I was getting popcorn during that scene. I missed that. I missed that scene.
It's like when you have to piss in a movie. I hate it. I really hate it because, I mean, you're gone like a minute and a half top if you can really knock one off quickly.
Oh, yes.
But not that kind. Well,
how
that too.
Talented.
That's a minute and 45 seconds
right.
If you add a jerk off. But
you had to go leave and jerk off during Saving Private Ryan?
Not during Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Well, that one part. But when you go take a piss and you come back, yeah. It's always like, God, I feel like I've missed an hour of goddamn movie.
You ever seen any of those Lord of the Rings movies? Lord of the Rings?
Sure, absolutely.
Long, right?
Are you kidding me?
Very long. My youngest brother, yeah. Who, fan of the show, I know he listens, Jason, how are you?
Cheers, Jason.
I forget which Lord of the Rings it was. It was like the third one. It was the longest movie on the fucking planet. By like the 2-hour and 45-minute mark, I think you're in the last scene. And all of a sudden, my brother just, we sat and watched the whole thing. He just, at that point, he gets up and he leaves.
And he's done?
And he pees. And then he comes back. I was like, you just sat through like all this movie. Where did you go? He's like, I had to pee. I was like, why didn't you wait? You could have waited 5 more minutes. You waited the whole movie, but couldn't wait 5 more minutes.
Well, he didn't know it was only 5 more minutes, maybe.
Oh, God, it was just like the fifth ending of the movie. There was Frodo was on a boat. Elijah Woods is having a
feast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a musician. This is one of his songs.
Don't have sex when
this is my brother's single.
With a monster or a chimpanzee. Yeah. Bestiality.
Speaking of Noah's Ark.
Speaking of Noah's Ark. So the ridiculous monstrosity in Kentucky opened yesterday. And which, again, no problems with if it was not funded by taxpayer money and they didn't openly discriminate against non-Christians by having you sign a document saying that you love the Jesus. You're a Christian. You think the earth is only 6,000 years old.
Right.
And you're not going to fuck anybody in the asshole that sure. has the same outside parts as you.
I want to know, do they have live entertainment? Do you think they do?
What is this called? Shows? Ken Ham's Ark Museum or something like
is
that.
Is there two M's or is it just one M?
No, just Ark Museum. It will be enough, probably. It's Answers in Genesis is the park or something like that. So yesterday it opened. And
holy
there was some...
fucking hell. I have not seen a picture of this boat yet. It is so stupid.
It is ridiculous.
It's a fucking eyesore.
They have animals in cages, fake animals in cages, these like dioramas or whatever. Not dioramas, whatever you would call it, these fake scenes that they put up. And there's some where they have dinosaurs. They have fucking dinosaurs on the Ark. So there was a small protest.
It's so stupid. Look at it, pictures of this thing. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
There was a small protest. And it's insidious and it's child abuse because you go inside. I read an account of somebody that went in, a sane person who just wanted to go in and see what the hell was going on and laugh. And they said it was more scary and sad than funny because so much of these exhibits are geared towards kids and they insidiously try to poison the kids' minds against what they're being taught in school. They say, now, some people will say that these bones have been in for millions of years. They're going to try to tell you this, but that ain't true. Because Jesus said, because Bullshitticus 69 proves it, and we have definitive proof that the ark washed all those dinosaur bones under that sediment. It wasn't 60 million years ago, it was 5,000.
Let me tell you something. You Christians that are going to this fucking theme park, you're marks. You are marks.
Fools.
Because Ken Ham, for an adult, charges $40 motherfucking to get in this. And for a kid, it's $28 fucking. And I just saw pictures. You're right. They have dinosaurs, fake dinosaurs in wooden cages. I just saw a picture of a stegosaurus just sitting there sleeping. I just thought of something. Go. Do you think, like, cows, how do they sleep standing up? You're from Wisconsin or Illinois.
They do, yeah, they can, but they also lay down.
Don't you think dinosaurs would do the same? Or they're cold-blooded. They're reptilian? Whatever.
No, I think they think they were warm-blooded.
So do they sleep sitting down or laying down on their side? The Stegosaurus is, like, curled up in the fetal position.
That's something that we can necessarily discern, because I don't know if that's something you can really learn from a fossilized dead thing.
Do you think
don't know if you could tell what it did.
Did you
a few hours before it got stuck in the tar pit?
Don't you remember Jurassic Park? Did you see that?
Doesn't have a receipt from a massage, right? Or anything. Or stop by and.
Did you see Jurassic Park?
Yes.
You remember the elaborate ass cages these dumbass dinosaurs had to be kept in? Why on the Ark did they only need these little stupid wooden cages? They got a raptor.
God magic.
Oh, does God speak dinosaur?
Apparently, God tranked them all in some way. He gave them God Valium, and none of the animals killed each other. How did they keep the lions away from the lambs?
GHB.
How did they keep the pubic lice off of Noah and Noah's family? Or is that how they did? Did they bring two of each pubic lice?
Stop it. Fuck you. You don't know nothing. And it's $10 to fucking park.
Oh,
it's $10 to park. He built a wooden boat. And God, it's a bunch of shitty exhibits.
God, I hope they fail. I hope it just goes under.
I bet it doesn't. I bet he makes shit tons of money.
Child abuse.
Because this is like Mel Gibson with the Passion of the Christ.
So yesterday it opened and officially for the public. And there were some protesters outside, rightfully so. I think the fact, again, if this was just a bunch of atheists protesting this bullshit on, you know, its own private land and its own private dealio, I wouldn't give a rat's ass. I mean, I wouldn't think that was really necessarily worthwhile. But the fact that this has taken taxpayer money, and the fact that it
is disgusting
that they've blown the laws to bits. I mean, they just fuck the laws. We're Christian. We don't have to follow your employment laws or your discrimination laws because we're special and we're Christian.
Jesus, fuck you.
And so there were some protesters outside when it opened from a local free thinkers group. God, can you imagine being in a free thinkers group in Kentucky? I'm in a free thinkers group in Kentucky.
Oh my God.
So one of the frequent Christo ninnies in that area is preacher loon by the name of Eric Hovind.
Yes.
H-O-V-I-N-D, something like that. I mean, that's exactly how it's spelled. And he went out to apparently confront some of these protesters. I just looked it up, he's a American Christian fundamentalist, evangelist and tax protester. So he's one of these things, people that thinks I shouldn't have to pay taxes. The Lord, I only pay taxes to the church, to the Lord.
He's nuts.
He's
supposed to convince me there's a Jesus in the sky or some shit.
I think
like
he's
that.
One of the loons that is involved in creation, or answers in Genesis. I think he and Ken Ham,
right,
are human centipeding. And
the only Genesis I stomach is the one with Phil Collins. So fuck off.
Right. Or Peter Gabriel was also
of course. I'm sorry. Who was the other one? There were three.
Who? I don't remember who was before Peter Gabriel. I honestly, I can't remember.
Kate, give me the specs on Genesis.
So he's an advocate for young earth creationism. He's been convicted.
Right.
Oh, let's look this shit up now. Now I'm happy. Escambia County.
Oh, hey. That's my mom lives there.
Is she in Escambia County? Or is she in that other county?
She seems to have an invisible touch.
That's Genesis.
No, that's Phil Collins. She's in Escambia.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I thought that was a different county if it was Gulf Breeze for some reason.
It is Escambia.
The
I think.
Hovind said in 2002 he was arrested for assault, battery, burglary.
Oh, jeez. Jesus was way into that, by the way.
I don't know what it says. The charges were dropped.
That's some Old Testament shit.
In September, listen to this. In September 2002, Hovind was charged with failure to observe county zoning regulations for Dinosaur Adventureland.
In Escambia County?
Yeah, I guess.
Where the fuck was this and why haven't I been invited? I'm going to go to Dinosaur Adventureland.
Dude, I don't know. Where's Dinosaur Adventureland?
Maybe I want to go.
Maybe it wasn't.
Dude, let me tell you about these. There's a zoo near in Escambia County near where my mom lives. And when they...
It's in Pensacola.
Dude, they had a flood there and all the alligators just floated away from the zoo and went into the fucking community.
But here's 2009. Dinosaur creationism theme park seized by the government.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm going to need to take this pterodactyl bar.
I believe that Dinosaur Adventureland may no longer be with us.
No.
Well, now he's up dancing with Ken Ham up in Kentucky with this monstrosity. So Ken Hovind, okay, so now we know a little bit about his background.
Fuck you.
And he was convicted of tax evasion.
Eat my dick.
Ken Hovind met with these atheists out that were protesting, free thinkers, let's call them, and not even atheists. There are Christians out there,
yes.
And there are Jews out there, and Muslims out there, and Hindus out there who are really into the separation of church right. and state, regardless of belief or non-belief. They think it's a good idea
yeah.
that the government doesn't decide which religion is the good one and which ones aren't.
Holla!
Or that religion is good, not religion isn't.
Right.
That's what the Christo ninnies, that's when they come up with that bullshit, which really makes my head want to explode when they're like, it's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Jesus Christ.
Not
there's nothing in the sky. It doesn't exist.
Well, and logically, you can't have one without the other. You Christo fucks. I mean, you're not everyone that's a Christian is a fuck.
Yeah.
But the assholes that are.
You know who you are.
They're freed from having Hinduism. They're free from having to follow the tenets of Hinduism.
Boo.
They're free from having to follow the tenets of Scientology.
Right.
Or the Yanomamo gourd penis god.
If you want to be a Thetan 69, that's your prerogative.
Penis gourd god.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are crazy.
Or you whatever ever, god they worship.
You ever put on a dick gourd?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's that one time in junior college.
Elephant underwear where you stick your dick through the trunk.
Oh, God. what the fuck?
It was a gift. The
Merry Christmas.
They
picked that up at the Ken Ham gift shop. They had two elephants in there. They said that they sell elephant dick underwear.
They might. I don't know.
You know what? They have a zip line.
You have to buy a matching set.
I just looked at what's.
They do have a zip line.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, look, I want to get to this clip.
Yeah.
The outside of the Adventures in Bullshititude arc.
Bucky.
Here's Ken Hovind talking with Aaron Ra, who is not a guy to get in a debate with.
He's gonna fuck
this
your
guy
shit up.
Does it for a living.
Oh yeah.
He travels around and he speaks about secularism and atheism.
To loonies,
atheism.
Right?
He'll debate loonies, sure.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
constantly debates Christians. He'll take anybody on who wants to debate him about the existence of any deity.
He must be a profound stoner.
He's a not a guy you want to tangle with.
I mean, he sits around talking to these right-wing nut job fundamentalists. Surely to God, the guy gets stoned at the end of the day.
I would hope so. So here's a little bit. It's just a maddening conversation. Here's a little bit of it. Ken Hovind opens up with one of the dumbest Christian apologist arguments.
I can't wait.
Okay, guys, sorry, it got cut out.
I don't know who this is. This is a lady that is filming this shit.
At the ARC Encounter protest, and right now there's Aaron Raw and Eric Hovind debating creationism.
Oh, excuse me. There are hundreds of state-funded museums around the world teaching.
This is Ken Hovind.
Oh, God.
Who's saying there are hundreds. Oh, this is. I'm already angry because we heard this first clip yesterday of what
hundreds of state-funded museums around the world teaching the religion of evolution.
But they hire anybody that employs...
Oh, God. It's not a religion. The religion of evolution. The religion of evolution.
Oh, you know what? I follow the religion of the law of gravity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one. I believe in it.
Religion of evolution.
But they hire anybody.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing that this is the level of discourse.
So stupid.
I mean, if you really want to get into, you know, an ontological, I mean, a really brainy, high level
ontological,
philosophical,
yes,
religiosity-ical,
oh, yes,
debate
a cock off
about certain things. There are, I don't even want to say there's valid arguments, but there are some where you could get into some interesting conversations back
right
and forth.
Blah.
But these people just whip out the same
stupid
tired bullshit.
What
that
would
is
Jesus do?
Laughable.
I'm going to pray for you.
It's laughable. There are many museums that teach the religion of evolution.
Yes. How about the science of some sky god ripping a rib from someone and making a person?
Yeah.
What about that science?
Is verifiable, testable, and so far has been proved. If they found something tomorrow in the ground,
yes,
that blew the water somehow out of the evolutionary, I even hate calling it a theory because these idiots have bastardized and skull fucked the definition of,
ow, that hurts,
of a theory, a scientific theory. It makes me crazy because they think a theory means it's a guess. It's just a good guess.
Take a turn on the other eye socket, please.
Drives me up the wall. And that's what's crazy. When they say that we get arrogant, atheists get arrogant,
yes,
that atheists get angry and stuff. We hear the same ridiculous, moronic, stupid argument every single fucking time. And
how am I supposed to respect you when you say evolution's a religion?
Well, right.
I'm going to come off as a dick. I'm so sorry. You're so sensitive.
So his argument is that you ultimately believe and have faith in a Yahweh, a Vishnu, Xenu dropping bombs in volcanoes.
I worship Aquaman, so fuck off.
Or an angel Moroni that somehow takes Joseph Smith into the woods and shows him where there's some plate buried and tells him, it's cool to fuck 9-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Rock on, Joe, get him before the hair does.
That's
what the Lord wants.
A hat full of pebbles told me I could fuck underage people. I'm a Mormon. Oh, wait, I have magic underwear on.
I'm going to stick
the
my
fuck
face in a hat.
Yeah.
And look at some rocks that are going to allow me to translate some magic gold plates,
dude,
that were hidden by an angel.
A rock.
Listen to yourselves. You just want to kind of just go, just a little tap in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
Although we don't advocate violence
at
all. But you just want to be like, tap, 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 tap,
hey,
tap. Come, wake up. Wait, like they do when the Pope dies, the little silver hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Ademus Papa. Yeah. Are you alive? Are you alive? Are you alive?
I thought they teabagged him.
Well, that's before he's dead.
Thursdays that's Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, yeah.
Oh, yes.
God, we're 10 seconds into this, and I'm already enraged by Ken Hogan.
Guys,
there are hundreds of state-funded museums around the world teaching the religion of evolution.
But they hire anybody that employs that's qualified to do the job, sir.
Accepted as such as a faith-based belief system holding to the idea that some...
Yeah, there's a couple other assholes yelling back, let Amun-Ra, or Aaron-Ra, let Aaron handle it.
Yes.
Back off, dummy.
Such as a faith-based belief system holding to the idea that some essence of self, be it a soul or memories or whatever, somehow survives the death of the physical body to continue on in a supernatural form. That's every religion.
It's better to believe in everything.
Evolution is demonstrable.
No one says everything.
It's better to believe in something than nothing.
Shut up. Okay, you go believe in something, and I'll believe in nothing. And guess what? A cup of coffee's the same price, you fuck!
Do you think Aaron Ross said this before?
Nah.
I mean, it's a provable, verifiable...
Or whatever, somehow survives the death of the physical body to continue on in a supernatural form. That's every religion.
It's better to believe in everything.
Evolution is demonstrable.
No one says everything came from nothing, sir.
Science. It's an inescapable fact.
That's not evolution.
The fact that one little bitty museum versus the hundreds of museums that are paid for by tax dollars, which get you guys so upset, it shows me that your religious worldview.
Except we don't have a religious worldview. I just demonstrated that. He has to lie about this.
Do you believe that we came from an ape-like ancestor?
Can I prove right now that we are still apes? Yes, it can. Which proves the question you just asked.
He just looked to see if there was a tail on Aaron Ra. He said, "Do you want me to prove that we are still that we are apes right now?" Yes, we can. and this Eric Hovind went around and looked at Aaron Ra's butt. Like, I don't see a tail.
Can I prove right now that we are still apes? Yes, I can. Which proves the question you just asked.
Apes don't
have tails. Learn taxonomy.
It's infuriating. I understand his frustration. Because they really have the dumbest arguments against this.
He's just talking to fucking idiots, man.
And
he's talking to fucking idiots.
Taxpayer dollars. Taxpayer
dollars. It is disgusting.
Have gone to this crap.
Makes, you know. By the way, if you want to go to this ARC encounter thing, just so you know, they have healthy choices available in their, you know, if you want to eat, they have health food there.
Oh, do they?
They also
offer vegan choices.
Allergy-safe dining. We offer both vegetarian and gluten-free options.
What about peanuts?
Hey, is Imzara, that's got to be somebody from the Bible, Imzara.
Okay.
At Imzara's Kitchen.
that's the name of the kitchen.
Yeah,
do they have a bar?
No.
They have a wet bar? They have a titty bar?
No, they have a gay bar there.
Do they?
Right.
I'm sure.
Fire up Grindr and that motherfucker.
How do they get away with not allowing a gay employee?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. By the way, it doesn't look like they have any live entertainment. It's like zip lines and shit like that. And they actually have a real zoo where you can go pet some fucking zebras and shit. So dumb.
Oh, brother.
It's like, you know, this makes me think Ken Ham isn't a true believer, because to me, this is like a cheap attempt just to make a theme park where you can have someone come in and do a zip line.
Both of these guys, this Hovind had dinosaur fuck land or whatever the hell it was.
Welcome
to Pensacola. I'm so sad that that's not there anymore.
You could go bang a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That would have been number one on my list to see in Pensacola.
Dinosaur fuck land.
Dinosaur land was still around. Oh yeah.
Is it anti dinosaur fuck land or is it pro dinosaur fuck land? Like, is it pro the existence of like stegosauruses?
People. Well, they existed, but 4,000 years ago, after the Lord.
How do they explain Land of the Lost?
It's a fictional TV show?
But, like, how do these creationists, how do they square away the slee stack?
It's a fictional TV show?
Okay! Are there any slee stacks on this
arc? Which is just as provable or disprovable as anything they've got. so
fucking stupid. Do they have Ewoks? How many Ewoks were allowed on the arc? Just two? Were there any black
two
Ewoks?
Two of each? No. What about black people?
Were there gay Ewoks in, like, Return of the Jedi?
I don't know, but there's going to be a gay Sulu now.
What?
Did you see that? They've announced that the next Star Trek.
Oh yeah.
They put a scene in. They just casually kind of reference.
Yes.
I guess in a previous, I don't know if it was in a book or if it was in one of the movies, but the character of Sulu mentioned a daughter at some point, and now they've written into the next upcoming movie, and I think they shot it. It says that it shows Sulu. I don't know if he's looking at a picture of or whatever his family, but Sulu's daughter has two daddies.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
And I guess they just casually reference
it.
But Takei's not happy about it.
Are they just doing it because George Takei's gay?
Well, I
think it's pandering.
They thought it would be great. They thought it would be wonderful. But George Takei is not really happy about it. He's like, I'd be happy if there was a
truly gay character, a new character.
But he thinks it's against Roddenberry's original ideals and plans, so he's not down with it.
I'll tell you, weirdly, if I was in charge of Star Trek, I'd make Captain Kirk gay. Hell yes. That's, let's go full hard, man. Let's freak out America.
But his whole deal is that he's into, like, blue-titted alien chicks and
he
stuff.
Was lying. He's living a lie.
Maybe he's living bi. A lie. Maybe he's bi.
I'd also make Han Solo gay. I'd go back and put a scene of him blowing Chewbacca. Nice. Just to bother all the conservatives.
Come here, Chewie. I'm going to suck on that Wookiee dick.
that's what's going on in Kentucky. We'll see.
Great.
We'll see how the wonderful Ark Museum holds up.
It's so fucking stupid. How are you going to have wooden cages and put dinosaurs in there? It's not even cool.
Right.
How do they deal with the fucking dinosaurs?
What do you mean? On the Ark?
Yeah. I mean, really.
They had dinosaur
They could barely contain these dinosaurs on this fucking Jurassic
Park. Maybe they had a god replicator. I mean, a replicator like on Star Trek, where you press a button, you say, I want a milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
And
it goes,
and you get a milkshake. Maybe God provided them with some sort of replicator. So
they just
could
had
get
to pray a certain
dinosaur
way.
Dinosaur chow. They could get cow chow, pubic lice chow.
I pray for hen job from Angie Dickinson.
There was an article over at Charisma News, which is a Christian website, that essentially says that the Christians need to get ready, prepare, gird their Christian loins.
Oh, yes. It's going to take a second.
And prepare to reclaim what was once theirs.
Oh, yes.
The rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
From the homo.
Give me back my fucking rainbow!
The headline says, should Christians stop using the rainbow?
How stupid. What the fuck, man? So now, can the sun only be used for certain causes, a sunrise, or can it be used for multiple causes? The rainbow can only be for the gay people.
Well, he starts off listing, you know, over the last year, we've seen rainbow flags go from the outskirts of American cities and gay districts in local shops and places of business to the front page of every major news outlet.
Now, I love it. I think, listen, if I was Obama, I would put an executive order out there. Hey, from now on, the rainbow belongs to the gays. You can't have it.
And finally, to the White House, when the Supreme Court ruled gay marriage legal across the nation just 1 year ago. The rainbow has become a universal symbol of homosexuality.
Good.
And pride.
Yes. It should be.
He's pissed because he does say the horrific aftermath of the Orlando terrorist attack on a gay nightclub, people all over the world are using a rainbow to show support and encouragement for the gay community.
That's good, though.
Rainbows are now everywhere. The most popular search engines have rebranded their homepages in rainbow decor.
Is this good? This is good.
Fortune 500 companies, sports teams adopting rainbow versions of their logos.
You know what, by the way? I wish we had some gay sports teams out there.
Individuals all over the world posting rainbows, changing their own profile pictures to overlay the rainbow. I have received many messages with people asking me the question, is it okay for Christians to use the rainbow?
No, it's strictly forbidden, stupid.
This is Landon Schott.
Is this for real?
S-C-H-O-T-T.
This sounds like the fucking onion.
He and his wife, Heather, founded the Rev Ministries.
Ooh.
And RevTV.com, a 24/7 online youth and young adult network dedicated to turning the heart of a generation to Jesus through Christ-centered media.
I just threw up all over the studio. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Draw closer to God. Experience the presence of the Holy Spirit every month as you read Charisma Magazine. Oh, this is the magazine that I'm reading from. Sorry, that was their own promo. So, This is this Landon dude writing. So he gets all these emails and questions of Christians who are like, Landon, tell us, is it okay if we use the rainbow? I like the colors, but I think it's going to tell my son to suck a cock.
Oh, yeah. It's going to tell my son to suck a cock. What?
I've received many messages with people asking me the question, is it okay for Christians to use the rainbow? Does that support the gay community's sexual behavior that the Bible clearly teaches us to be sinful?
I have a serious question. I never learned in science class there were hidden messages in the rainbow. Is there a message? Where in the rainbow does it tell me to go put a dick in my mouth?
Between blue and purple, yes. You learn anal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You learn it.
A few years ago, he says, I began making trips to San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
As God placed that city on my heart.
What?
I don't know what's happening.
Is this guy going to ungay San Francisco? Is that his mission?
Yeah, I guess. I guess God, like in that one Indiana Jones movie, grabbed his heart and pulled it out. And somehow put a sticker of San Francisco on it and jammed it back in.
Cock-a-line.
Put a cock ring around his heart.
Yeah.
Stuffed it back in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God gave me a deep love for a city that is known for its bold sexuality.
Oh, yeah, uh-oh. Yeah.
Check that phone for boysblowme.com.
Right. What's your Grindr account?
Here we go. Every time I went to the city, I would go to the Castro district.
We're blowjobs.
The LGBTQ district.
Right.
And pray.
Ha ha ha. You're so stupid.
I'm sure he said, oh God, a lot.
Oh, yes. But listen, let's say he actually went there and prayed.
Oh.
Wait, let me ask you something, idiot. You fucking moron. If God is all knowing and all powerful and all that shit, and you want to pray for people in the Castro district, can't you do it from the comfort of your own fucking double wide, or do you have to get on a jet and go there?
There's a huge.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a huge rainbow flag in Harvey Milk Square.
Yeah,
it sits on a hill and waves proudly over the city. On one trip, I laid my hands on that flagpole.
Yeah, don't touch it.
I'm sure you touched a lot of poles when you were in San Francisco.
Right.
And I began to pray and declare, God's righteousness be established in this city.
Someone give this man some pills.
He's trying to cast a magic spell.
He's mentally ill.
Over a gay flag.
Stupid. And to the question of this article or whatever, the rainbow is no longer for straight people. It's gay. It's totally gay now. You don't get it anymore.
I found myself praying in the spirit, capital S. So he was possessed.
Oh, wait. Hey, hold on a second. This is an important point you're making. You remember when we watched that snake salvation, those idiots in Kentucky running around with the snake waving things? If you were anointed in the spirit, you were then protected from the snake biting you?
Yes.
Remember that point? So is he talking about, was he anointed when he was touching the gay flag? Because if he wasn't anointed, maybe the rainbow turned him gay. Oh my God. I can't believe this guy's so fucking, this is so fucking stupid.
He says he was praying in the spirit and had a vision of a rainbow over the city.
Yes.
I heard the Holy Spirit speak to my spirit and say, quote, my rainbow hangs high.
Right. Well, listen.
My cock ring hangs around a bigger dick than your cock ring.
Your mental illness is profound. You're going to the Castro district. You're laying your hands on the gay flag and praying.
So they're butthurt, pun intended, because.
Yes.
His next paragraph, the rainbow was originally a symbol of covenant between God and man.
Fuck you.
As a sign to his people that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood.
Well, let me tell you something. God lost the flag, the rainbow, whatever the fuck. God, Christians, the rainbow's not yours anymore. It is now gay, officially.
The last paragraph, I want to encourage Christians to reclaim the rainbow.
No, you can't have it.
Reclaim God's biblical definition.
Nope.
Reclaim covenant.
Go fuck yourself.
Reclaim grace and truth. Wear the colors. Post the colors. Show the love of God. Be kind. Oh, well, underline that one.
Yeah, right.
Don't get involved with useless debates. Ooh, underline that one, too.
Don't get involved in useless debates.
Be Christ-like. Okay, underline that one, too.
Right. Jesus was gay. What do you think about that?
Well, okay, now I don't hate this guy as much, because at the end he says, as followers of Christ, we must respond with unconditional love to individuals dealing with same-sex attraction.
I don't agree with you,
but I will suck your dick.
Right. I'm going to suck that rainbow right out of your penis.
I know it's a sin that you like it,
ooh,
but I will do this for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get out the leather. This guy, I mean, you know, I'm going to the Castro district to battle gayness.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Fucking
that
stupid.
He's necessarily. He's trying to battle it with love.
Oh, yeah. Don't get any on you.
But it's still ultimately.
Meet me at the truck stop.
Condescending and demeaning and diminishing. You're still looking down on people as.
And it's stupid.
Oh, these poor sinners. Let's help them wash the cum off of themselves.
Get the cum off.
Walk with the Lord.
Get that gay cum off my rainbow. Yeah. My rainbow's gay.
And put it in my asshole.
God, grow the fuck up, you idiot. I listen, I'm all for it. I am all for this taking the rainbow away from the Christians. Fuck off. You got plenty. You got plenty of symbolism and ridiculous shit. Let the gay people have this fucking rainbow. It's the least you can do.
You know, a lot of the Christo ninnies are feel that they're quite prescient. They have somehow.
Prescient.
They can see through the crystal balls of the Lord.
Ooh, balls. Rainbow
and,
balls.
And somehow see the future of
what's
going to happen. There's a story. Last week over at Right Wing Watch, that
so
just right after, shortly after the year law or the year anniversary of the Supreme Court's landmark decision.
It's when they
allowing
they shit on the
sex people to have the same rights as everybody goddamn else.
They suck the color right out of my rainbow.
So they list 5 right-wing predictions about marriage equality.
Oh, yeah. When am I fucking a goat? When am I fucking a goat?
The first one they call wars a brewin'.
Oh, shit.
And that alleged, they say many mainstream of
stream.
The religious right leaders said that if the Supreme Court struck down the bans on same-sex marriage, Americans should prepare for a revolution.
What do you mean?
Family Research Council ninny Tony Perkins.
Oh,
Tony Perkins, who hasn't had 5 minutes of not thinking about gay sex in 20 years, I think.
May someone put a strap on rainbow on and penetrate him.
Said there'd be an anti-gay revolution that would break the nation apart if the marriage bans were overturned.
You busted it apart. You gonna make me bleed.
Matt Barber of the Liberty Council. These are the assholes who represented, this is that lawyer group that represented Kim fucking Davis in her.
So stupid.
Epic battle versus sanity.
Good luck.
No
sanity.
Said, I'm not going to issue a marriage license to 2 lesbians that rub their clitorises together.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Can they do that?
Oh, please.
In the right spot.
Detach clitoris.
They said revolution is at hand. It's going to be a new American revolution. All hell is going to break loose, Tom DeLay said.
Oh, God. Shut up.
This is what's going to happen. If the Supreme Court votes for gay marriage, this is what's going to happen. Some guy named Cliff Kincaid from the conservative group Accuracy in Media.
No, fuck
What a wolf in sheep's clothing that is. Accuracy in media. Listen to us. We're giving you the accurate story. Don't listen to those libtards who say that the earth is getting warmer.
Oh, go shove it up your ass and pray in a corner.
This guy said, we've got to fight to our deaths.
Bleh.
We've got to he was willing to fight to the death to keep gay people from getting married.
God, chillax, stupid. Just fucking take it down a notch. Honestly.
And we did talk about this guy at the time. Some guy named Vision, it was Vision America, but it's Rick Scarborough, not Joe Scarborough.
Vision America.
Rick Scarborough, remember he offered to, he was going to burn himself up.
Oh, go ahead.
he was going to self-immolate, which would then, quote, unleash the spirit of hell on the nation if they got married.
Oh, man, what an asshole. Wow, geez, you're a tremendous asshole.
So we're a year in. No gay, no, right. So far, no immolation. What? No, and by the way, he came out later and said, I was speaking figuratively.
I was speaking in hyperbole. I mean, really, your daughter's going to be like, what's daddy doing out in the front yard? Is he immolating himself?
They predicted, the right predicted secession, which kind of is the same thing.
Oh, I wish.
WorldNet Daily said, called on governors to secede from the union. To offer a refuge for millions of Americans who believed they would start to flee the country as a result of marriage. So that they thought if the Supreme Court voted to allow gay marriage, that people right. were like, get me the fuck out of here.
They want to go somewhere. These straight people want to go to some refuge where their precious marriage is protected.
He said, please. If not a state... Are there any nations in the world interested in a pilgrimage by millions of Americans?
No. Stay home. No, we're not interested. No. How about Antarctica? Get the fuck out of my country.
Yeah, who's going to take these loving Christians?
Who wants to take all these irritating white fuckers?
England didn't want you fucks, and they sent you here.
Hello.
God's punishment.
Ooh,
that there would be a global financial crash was one
God,
prediction.
God, it's so kinky.
Pat Robertson said, it's a question of how soon the wrath of God will come to this land.
Oh, my God. Is he alive?
Allegedly. Another Florida-based pastor named Carl Gallups.
Oh, yeah.
Now in the Trump camp.
Oh, great.
Said, quote, this ruling may prove to be the final death knell. To drive judgment upon all one's great nation.
Oh, wait. We are, because of gay marriage, we now have Satan? Satan.
Rick Wiles now.
Oh, God.
Now, we know that Rick Wiles is, could be doing some dick docking with Jim Baker.
We are dick docking. Is that like when one of these fancy fighter planes has to refuel in midair?
It might be.
Prepare to dock dicks.
They might be. I think Rick Wiles is getting a little taste.
They call that the ass to ass move
of the freeze dried mac and cheese money.
Yum 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 yum.
Right? Because
does he have that much money from that shit?
Almost every clip we've played recently of Rick Wiles, he's been on fucking Jim Baker show.
Hey, he's tired of fucking around.
Not only selling his book about the coming apocalypse, but then saying, as the apocalypse is coming, you better get your freeze-dried
peas,
carrots, get all your freeze-dried food.
Jism.
Make sure I need to be milked.
Hey, listen.
I need to be milked and to preserve the to preserve the species.
30 gallons of Christian issue can be yours for how many days?
Pat's been working day and night.
Oh my God! Burn it all.
So Rick Wiles predicted that God will cut off America's food supply.
Wow.
That whore.
Why would God do that? But why would God do that?
Well, because Jim Baker is there to fill that void.
Oh, yes. To fill God's void? Jeez. Wow. You're going to satisfy God's void?
He also urged people to get the hell out. Pedophilia would be running rampant.
Oh, shit.
They'd let Jared out of jail.
It's like running. The way they say that, it sounds like there's a bunch of gazelles running around, but they're actually child molesters.
They claimed that...
like gazelles?
These are the same people that when there was a 2009 law expanding hate crime protections to LGBT people...
That seems like a nice thing.
When they did that, these right-wing nutjobs said, well, that's legalizing pedophilia.
Why the fuck? How do you?
They don't get it. God, they just don't fucking get
it. Hey, you bigots and you xenophobes, we are all sad that you didn't learn anything in school and that you're stupid. We are so sad you're ignorant.
Pat Robertson said a ruling would turn pedophilia into a constitutional right.
I heard it. It
would permit relationships with children, along with love affairs between men and animals.
Well, Obama's legalizing pedophilia. He's actually turning into a professional sport.
Squeal.
Also, the fifth thing is outlawing religious belief. They said if the Supreme Court allows the gays to marry,
you guys gonna make Jesus illegal.
You're gonna throw the Lord in jail. Mike Huckabee.
Oh my God, you big fat bag of shit.
Mike fucking Huckabee.
Fleshy shit bag.
Said, if the courts rule that people have a civil right not only to be a homosexual, but a civil right to have a homosexual marriage, then a homosexual couple coming to a pastor who believes in biblical marriage, who says, I can't perform that wedding, will now be breaking the law.
See.
That's a lie.
It's stupid.
It's a lie.
He is telling people things that aren't true.
Right.
Asshole.
Nobody was suggesting any kind of legislation that said you have to perform a gay marriage if you are a religious weenie.
You're working in fiction. Mandatory blowjobs every Sunday afternoon in the fucking town square and butt fucking every week.
Yeah, and being in the clergy, by the way, is not slinging muffins to fat Arkansasians.
What?
If you got a muffin business,
right?
You got a bakery. You're not a religious business. You can't say then, I don't have to perform. I don't have to write, happy wedding. Adam and Steve.
Oh, that's right. Yes. If you've got a hungry, fat Arkansasian, you better have them.
Arkansans?
Arkansanese. You better have a fucking muffin ready.
Arkansastanians.
Oh, yes. They don't get their muffins, they lose their mind.
Some of them said that the ruling would lead to forced gay relationships.
Oh, yes.
You over there! With the flannel shirt and the NASCAR hat. Get over here.
This dick ain't gonna suck itself, boy.
It would lead to parents losing custody of their children. The only ones that want custody taken away are these Christo assholes who don't want gay people to have access to their kids.
You ought to be a sheath for my flesh sword. Make
exhausting.
It so. Mandatory gay relations? Somebody said that. Somebody said that because of gay marriage, you're going to be forced to take a wang. Take a wang. It is a law of the land.
Tim Brooks.
Right.
Arkansas. Dee-dee. Pastor.
Dee-dee. Suck my dick.
On something called, that Wall Builders live show. We talked about that.
Mandatory facials.
Here's what he said. About a year ago.
Yes.
About.
Perfect.
The gays.
Here is the only thing that will satisfy this agenda. And it's very clear. Participation.
Hey, get your knee pads out. Get ready to sucky sucky.
Bend over, Timmy.
Participation. Better get your blowjob shirt on, boy.
That's how did we miss? How did I miss that clip before? Probably because I don't know who.
Here is the only thing that will satisfy this agenda.
Here is the only thing. What trailer park did they dig this fuck out of? The only thing gonna suck a dick or else.
It's very clear. Participation. We want you to come out of your house and participate with us.
What?
Come here. Bring your daughter and shave that shit off of her snatch.
Hey, listen. What happens?
We're going to toss her over to this pack of lesbians.
Right.
Just so they can pass her around like a joint.
Right. Hey, so, like, what happens? Is like a fucking truck coming to the neighborhood with speakers out. And they're like, please report. To the fucking street corner.
Right.
You will receive.
Prepare your anuses.
It's time to get butt fucked, everybody.
And participate with us.
Come on.
Now, as I read this story, Lot was not forcing his lifestyle on them. Lot never tried to force his lifestyle on them.
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Lot?
It's, didn't he, has, I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
He's the dude in the Bible.
He never even brought that up. They are trying to force their lifestyle on him.
And so that goes even beyond the you have to celebrate with us. Now you have to actually participate with us.
You are for, not only do you have to go to my party, you have to suck my dick, baby. Better start sucking this.
Take off those size 48 jeans, cowboy.
It's the law says you have to put my dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
God. No, Lot, by the way, was a patriarch in the biblical book of Genesis, chapters 11 through 14 and 19. Notable episodes in his life include travels with his uncle Abraham, his flight from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Pat,
oh, wow.
My favorite.
Man, he got around.
During which, listen to this, Lot's wife became a pillar of salt and the seduction.
Oh, that's right, that whore.
And the seduction by his daughter so that they could bear children?
He fucked his daughter.
Oh, my God.
I forgot that's one of those nice ones in the Bible.
Shit, man. Lot was a perv. And his wife turned into salt so he could have sex with his daughter. That is so... Right.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Cities with one man you can trust.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Cities full of hatred and lust.
Cities full of...
The United Gay States of America.
Nine. Repeat to the town square. For the rim job.
So.
Mandatory participation.
I mean, I don't know if we want to hear any more of Tim Brooks. This
yes.
is from last year, but it's kind of amazing.
Come out and have sex with a... Have to participate.
Oh, my God.
God, he even said it.
He's
not even saying that having to bake a cake for a gay marriage is making us participate. He just said they want you to come out and have sex.
Obama says you got to take my load.
Out and have sex with a... Have to participate.
Right.
They're going to force participation.
Nobody wants to fuck you.
And Rick, that's what we're seeing around the country.
What?
Rick, it's really interesting. If you flip the page over to Judges chapter 19.
Oh, you idiot.
It's shocking. It's almost word for word the same story. The sequence of events, they're traveling. They stop for the night in the town square. Verse 20 of chapter 19 of Judges says, the old man says, oh, you can't stay in the town square. Go back to Genesis 19:2. You can't stay in the town square. Wow.
God, that's exhausting.
So stupid. Explain to me why we have to treat people like this as like normal and not like mentally ill. Like, can't we have this guy committed? I mean, really.
He's making money.
All over the country.
Off of this.
Did you know that all over the country this forced participation of the gay gay sex was happening?
It's unsafe in a city where the homosexual agenda has control.
Now, in Judges 19, where was that?
You have been occupied
Judges
by the gang.
19, just read the whole story here.
No.
Wait,
I ain't reading shit.
The homosexuals
stupid.
Had control in the Bible? I
didn't know that.
I didn't know the gays had a town or two in the Bible.
Right.
The guy from the tribe of Levi gets his concubine. He is traveling on his way in Bethlehem to Judea. Went up to the hill country of Ephraim, where is his home. He was traveling back down to Bethlehem. Then in verse 20, they're going to spend the night in the middle of their trip.
Ooh.
And they were going to spend the night in the town square. And it says, the old man said, come stay. You can stay. I've got straw. I've got a barn. Ooh. You got to stay here, but it's unsafe for you to stay in the town square. And it's exactly what Genesis 19:2 said. Lot told the guest, you guys can't stay in this town square. It's unsafe when the homosexual agenda takes over a city.
What I have discovered is you have to have reconciliation.
That's Glenn Beck.
That moved on to Glenn Beck. That's a different clip.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought Glenn Beck was interviewing him and I was about to have an aneurysm.
It wasn't a super group, no. Super. So there you go. That's
Listen
Tim
to this
Brooks from
fucking idiot.
That's Tim Brooks from last year.
Hey Christians, if you're listening, can I just tell you that when you start quoting these Bible verses and you're just firing one off after the other, all I'm thinking is, my God, you're mentally ill. Why don't I start quoting Harry Potter? Or why don't I tell you about my favorite scene from Return of the Jedi when the Ewoks squished that AT-AT with the two logs? I love that!
Right.
Just as fucking relevant and just as fucking real. Lot.
Speaking of this atheist encounter.
Yes.
By the or not the atheist encounter, the Ark encounter bullshit. Right.
Oh, God, so fucking stupid. Go ride on a zip line.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has already sent out a reminder to more than 1,000 public school districts that it would be illegal to plan trips.
Oh, too late.
To the creationist attraction. You know that some public schools are like, we're going to take the kids to the Creation Museum.
We don't give a fuck. We doing it anyway. And you know what? If you don't want to go, they're going to say you don't have to go. But then you're going to be a little asshole kid that chose not to go to the Ark. And all your friends are going to beat you up in the fucking playground.
At the end of their letter to these school districts, the Freedom From Religion Foundation says, in summary, public schools cannot organize trips for students to either the Creation Museum or the Ark Park. Doing so would violate the students' rights of conscience and the Constitution.
Right. Don't take him there.
You can't do that shit. You know it's going to happen.
And you know, like, those dinosaurs, putting those dinosaurs in those cages, that is pandering to children. Because children love what?
Dinosaurs.
Hell yes.
I like dinosaurs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, damn it. I mean, I'm reading up on this Creation Museum. The food sounds great, number one.
Right.
And that zip line looks fun, and I like dinosaurs.
You didn't see any live entertainment, though.
No, unfortunately not.
There was a... You're kidding me. There was a sign up that in Mississippi... an atheist billboard was taken down after backlash.
Barney and Hale. A pro-atheist billboard?
Well, it had a cartoon caricature kind of thing of Uncle Sam pointing his finger. And it says, God fixation won't fix this nation.
Ooh, I love it, right?
FFRF.org, Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Goddamn right.
It was up on one of those digital billboards in Mississippi.
Those are a driving hazard. I am against those, dude. You just can't drive.
Well, they're a distraction.
Dude, you can't. Why in the fuck would you want to?
I agree.
Down a road, all of a sudden you're going to put a bunch of TV so people don't have to watch traffic.
That change. I mean, if you can glance at it and get the gist of it, that's one thing. But if you glance at it and it changes, now I'm thinking, well, what's next?
Right. By the way, your second screening, because you're looking at your iPhone at the same fucking time.
Right. So the Freedom From Religion Foundation announced last week that they had bought time on this digital billboard in Mississippi. They say their statement said the state is the most religious in the country, tied with Alabama, with 77% of adult Mississippians saying they are very religious. At the same time, it consistently ranks at or near the bottom in quality of life. I'm sure it has nothing to do.
Wait a second. But you have all that Jesus in your life. Does that make you happy?
A recent survey found it to be the worst state in the country to live in, with the lowest annual median household income and the highest poverty rate in the nation, as well as the lowest life expectancy.
Right.
Great job, Jesus.
Great. Hey, it looks like everybody needs some mandatory blowjobs in Mississippi. Make you feel better.
The sign didn't even last a week, they said.
Yes.
Lamar Outdoor, the company that owned the sign, said it was getting a lot of hate, so it yanked the digital display.
Yanked.
A representative said there was a significant backlash from the community and just too much heat.
Ooh.
Freedom From Religion said they called this a heckler's veto. It's more than disappointing that there is no alternative or dissent permitted in Mississippi.
and that the claims of religion cannot even be questioned or debated.
Do you think
so
we should just
look into the, what they can do?
Do you think it's time we let Mississippi go? I mean, what? I think it's been proven that we can't. I don't know what to do for them.
What do you mean?
Let them secede.
Secede with Texas?
Yeah.
Let them go with Texas?
Have a ball.
Have a ball.
Do whatever you want.
Have a good day.
We're done with you. You built your own roads and shit like that. Fucking idiots.
Well, yeah, I guess that might work. But in the meantime,
yes,
have a great weekend.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, we're done here for this week of crab diving. We'll be back next week. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every goddamn weekday. I'm sure Trump will have a pile of shit that he said over the weekend for us to launch on Monday.
The rainbow is officially gay.
Don't forget, you can listen to us at iTunes and Stitcher. Hey, leave us a nice review.
Yay.
Or at crabdiving.com. Listen to all the great stuff.
Ooh.
All the other great entertainment on the network. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy tomorrow night.
Yes.
At the Lotus Lounge. Find out the deets. Go to his Twitter stream at Rated R Comedy. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Not my French, but you're an asshole.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.